This is Atal indicating follow-up progress notification SIACA Louise LOUIS date of birth 2/8/1946. Place Autumn Lake at Arlington West Nursing Rehab. And date of birth for this patient 2/8/1946. Date of service 2/19/2024. Patient seen today for follow-up. Patient has been doing fairly well. Patient was hospitalized and made it on campus because of infected decubitus ulcer. She has a sepsis and stage 4 decubitus ulcer of the sacral region with chronic osteomyelitis. She status post debridement, anemia of chronic disease, and hypothyroidism has been a rheumatosis and schizophrenia, paroxysmal AFib and diabetes. Patient was managed, stabilization done. After that, subsequently sent to the facility for continuation of her local wound care and medication. Patient was on IV antibiotic at the facility, ritapanem, and she was completed on 2/19. Today, when I saw her, she has no headache, no dizziness, no nausea, and vomiting. And rural system, no headache, no dizziness, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, and chest pain, GI, no vomiting, musculoskeletal, chronic sacral wound, and neuro, no syncope, physical. Patient is awake, alert, and forgetful, memory is impaired. Blood pressure is 110/68, pulse 72, temperature 97.4 Fahrenheit, respiration 18. Next index of positivity, chest and tender, lungs, clear, no wheezing, heart, test, no sugar, problems, soft, non tender, balls, no posterior extremities, no edema, sacral decubitus, with the dressing is in place. And neuro, she's awake, alert, but forgetful. Assessment, a patient has been admitted. So, infected sacral decubitus ulcer with chronic osteomyelitis. Patient has completed the antibiotic course. And clinically, she's stable, afebrile, continued local skin care. Next line, diabetes mellitus, next line. Anemia of chronic disease, next line hypothyroidism, next line schizophrenia, next line history of paroxysmal AFib. Next line will continue all her current medications, lab reviewed, medication reviewed, and will monitor. Next patient is Philip, PHILLIPS, Phillips Bernard. Patient seen today in the follow-up at the Autumn Lake Nursing Rehab. Patient has been doing well, has no complaint, no headache, no dizziness, no cough, no congestion, no fever, no chills. He has a known history of CVA, hypertension, diabetes, expressive aphasia, dysphagia. Periodically has been refusing the lab. I have reviewed all his medications. On examination, patient is awake, he's alert, cooperative. His blood pressure is 136/70, pulse 88, temperature 97.2 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, lungs of positivity, chest non-tender, lung clear, no wheezing, heart SNS2, abdomen soft, non-tender, balls and past extremities, no edema, neuro, he's awake, alert, has expressive aphasia, right-sided weakness. Assessment number one, CVA with right-sided weakness, next line hypertension, next line hyperlipidemia, next line expressive aphasia, next line ambulatory dysfunction, next line history of seizure disorder. Next line, diabetes mellitus and history of anxiety and depression. Plan of care will continue all his current medications, and care plan will also discuss with the nursing staff. Next patient is Smith, S-M-I-T-H, Smith, Barna, Smith, Ada. Next patient, Smith, S-M-I-T-H, Ada, ADA, date of birth 3/5/1932, place Autumn Lake Healthcare at Arlington West, date of service 2/19/2024. Patient seen today for follow-up and the subacute rehab. She patient has been doing well. She denies any headache, dizziness, cough, no congestion, no complaint, and occasional reflux symptoms, but no vomiting. And examination, patient is awake, alert, memory is impaired, blood pressure 140/70, pulse 68, temperature 97.1 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, neck supple nativity, chest and tender, lungs, clear, no wheezing, heart SNS2, abdomen is soft, not and bowels on positive, extremities, no edema, no cough, tenderness, medications reviewed, lab reviewed, neuro patient is awake and alert, forgetful and disoriented assessment, patient has dementia, next and hypertension, next and GERD, next and glaucoma, next and mood disorder, plan to continue all the current medication, care plan discuss the nursing staff. Next patient is Holland, H-O-L-L-A-N-D, Holland, Charidian. Patient seen. Sorry, next. Not Holland. We'll cancel that, Holland. Next patient is Branch, B-R-A-N-C-H, Branch, Glenn. B-R-A-N-C-H.
4-3-2-0-0-5-8-1-1.
Hi, this is Dr. Patient, Data Service 219-2024. Patient in Branch, Glenn, Data Service 219-2024. Place Autumn Lake at Arlington West. Patient seen today at follow-up in subacute rehab. Patient has been doing well. He denies any headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, no fever, no chills, and no cough, no congestion. On examination, patient is awake, is alert, has a memory deficit, forgetful. Blood pressure. One 30/80, pulse 76, temperature 97.4 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, neck supple, chest and tender, lungs, clear, no wheezing, heart estimates 2, abdomen soft, non-tender, awesome, positive, extremities, no edema, no cough, tenderness, new, he's awake, forgetful, disoriented, lying on the bed, assessment, CVA, next in hypertension, next in dyslipidemia, next in dementia, next in history of anoxic brain injury due to substance abuse. Next line, hypertension, plan of care. I have reviewed all the medications. Patient will be maintained on his current medication. No other issue reported by the staff today. Next patient is Richardson. R-I-C-H-A-R-D-S and Richardson Roger. Date of birth 9/13/1953. Subjective, patient is complaining of right big toe swelling and a pain, and he denies any trauma or fall, no shortness of breath, no cough, no congestion, no fever, and no nausea, no vomiting, no diarrhea. On examination, patient is awake, alert, and oriented time 3 is a cooperative. His blood pressure is 130/72, temperature 97.9 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, and temperature 98.4. Had arrhythmic hemorrhagic, cardiogenic attack, no urine discharge, neck supple, no JVD, chest not tender, lungs clear, no wheezing, heart estimates 2, abdomen soft, non tender, bowels and positive extremities, right leg, no cough, tenderness, right foot, big toe is swelling, noted. And some redness. Neuro, he's awake, alert, into time 3. And ambulatory dysfunction due to stroke with the left hemiplegia. Plan of care will do a CBC, BNP uric acid level. We'll also get x-ray. After the labs are reviewed, we'll start patient on the medication if we need for the pain. Depends on the level care plan we'll discuss with the patient. Next patient is Brown, B-R-O-W-N, Brown Roosevelt. Date of birth 6/12/1939, place Autumn Lake Healthcare at Arlington West. Patient seen today, date of service 2/19/2024. Patient seen today, reported by the nursing staff. Patient has hematuria, noted blood in the Foley catheter, and the patient also has a nephrostomy tube. Patient, when I saw the patient lying on the bed, there was not much hematuria, there was a little bit of tinge of blood, but no active bleed noted, and patient is very confused, disoriented. He's not a very good historian. He denies any fever, chills, nausea, vomiting, or cough, or congestion. On examination, patient is awake, he's alert, forgetful and disoriented. Blood pressure 126/70, pulse 88, temperature 98.5 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, neck supple, no JVD, chest non-tender, lungs, bilateral onchi, no wheezing, heart, SNS2, abdomen soft, non-tender, boson positive, extremities. No calf tenderness, right leg contracture, there's some edema, neuro is awake, alert, oriented time 2, forgetful, memory deficit, right side weakness, and genitourinary right side nephrostomy tube is in place, Foley catheter is in place and is working with some blood tinge urine, assessment hematuria, next line CVA with right side weakness. Next line obstructed uropathy, status post Foley catheter placement. Next line renal stone, status post nephrostomy tube placement being followed by urology. Next line CVA with right side weakness. Next line heart block, status post pacemaker placement. Next line history of atrial fibrillation, he's an allocus, maintain on that. Next line prostate cancer. Next line seizure disorder. Next line CKD. Next line ambulatory dysfunction. Next line cognitive impairment. Previous history of UTI. Plan of care will monitor his CBC, have ordered the labs, and will review that, and monitor the urine analysis if his bleeding persists, and outpatient urology follow-up, care plan discussed with the nursing staff. Next patient is a Harvard HOWARD, Harvard Alice. Data service 2/19/2024. Data birth for this patient is 10/22/1943. Data birth 10/22/1943. Patient seen today at the follow up in subacute rehab. Patient has obstructive uropathy, has a suprapubic catheter placed, and he was reported to have left hip area, some skin redness, and a pressure area. Patient denies any headache, dizziness, no fever, no chills. On examination, he's awake, he's alert, but forgetful and disoriented. On examination, he's awake, forgetful, disoriented. His blood pressure is 126/70, pulse 78, respiration 18, pulse. Pulse 78, respiration 20. Next line, head edema, cranomophalic, eyes anectaric, neck supple, no JVD, chest and non-tender, lungs, clear, no wheezing, heart, SNS2, abdomen is soft, non-tender, balsam positive, extremities, no edema, genitourinary, superficial catheter is in place, neuro is awake and alert, forgetful, assessment, obstructive uropathy, status for superficial catheter placement, next line, neurogenic bladder, next line, diabetic neuropathy, next in history of C. diff colitis treated in the past, next in cervical spine stenosis, next in history of traumatic brain injury, next line, hyperlipidemia, next line, ambulatory dysfunction, next line, I have reviewed all his medications, will be continued. He does have a skin redness, pressure, area in the left hip, local skin care will be done. Care plan discussed with nursing staff.